lowest full moon of 2020 happens just after midnight on Sunday, July 5th. This will be the most amber or honey-colored full moon of the year, especially when it rises at sunset Saturday evening. Such a low full moon could be the true origin of the word honeymoon, since it is honey-colored, thanks to its light shining through thick horizon air, which reddens the sun and moon whenever they're low. But in actuality, the term honeymoon was first recorded way back in 1552. The idea back then was that a marriage is like the phases of the moon, with the full moon being analogous to a wedding, meaning it's the happiest and brightest time in a relationship. Every full moon rises at around sunset, and also appears unusually large because of the famous moon illusion, an effect caused by placement next to distant, familiar skyline objects like chimneys, instead of being high and dwarfed within the sky's vastness. So this weekend's honeymoon will look larger than the average moon. But it's the extra humidity in the air, now in summer, that adds to the reddening effect. The exact moment of full moon is soon after midnight, which is the same hour it's at its highest up of the night. That's when you can see how little it has managed to climb up the sky. Watch this lowest full moon of the year on the night of July 4th as it dramatically rises just as fireworks displays are about to start, at least for communities still holding them during this COVID year. Oddly enough, there is no official name for this lowest and most orange full moon of the year. The Algonquins called the July full moon the Buck Moon or Thunder Moon, but that term was used by no other tribe, and in any case, the name never stuck. So we may as well keep it the Honeymoon. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.